Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this segment, Bakken Jobs, we talk welding. Ron Pedregon of the Canadian Welding Bureau. This interview is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. MBI Energy Services. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. And now, back to our Bakken Jobs interview with Ron Pedregon of the Canadian Welding Bureau.
Should be confined or free, cause I'm gonna bear me. I'm gonna bear me.
Ron Pedregon.
And what company are you here with today?
I'm with the Canadian Welding Bureau.
Are you from Canada?
No, I'm actually a U.S. citizen. I come from Chandler, Arizona.
Chandler, Arizona. You're in Bismarck, North Dakota here today. Are you coming up here just for the trade show, or do you live here, or do you come up here often?
No, just came up for the trade show today, yes.
And are you guys doing business in the Bakken right now?
Currently, what we're doing is we're looking for companies that fit our criteria, which is training, certification. What we do is we find companies that want to do work in the Canadian market and help them to obtain the certifications that they need.
You're perking up a lot of people's ears. That's one of the number one things I hear from oil and gas companies, not necessarily the main companies, but the ones that are more of those midstream companies because of the oil tar play that's going on out there, the sands, oil sands. Tar sands that I got scolded, they're called the oil sands, on how to do business out in Canada. For example, I was talking with Target Logistics. They were telling me the difference between the Canadian politics versus the American politics, to where their crew camps are like subsidized and brought in with open arms. And here, of course, they want to kick them out of town sometimes. So are you finding that having that international consulting knowledge is coming in pretty handy?
Very much so. What we've been able to do is help companies obtain the certification to work in the Canadian market. These are U.S. companies. It opens up so much for them because there's just so much work in the Canadian market right now. Canada can't fill all of the positions that they need right now. They don't have the welding companies. They don't have the manpower. So they're outsourcing everything. So it's a perfect fit. And what we bring to the table is just ease, helping companies get into that market. And it just makes it so much simpler for them.
Who's your ideal customer then?
Well, a lot of them are large manufacturing shops. Anybody who does structural welding. But then again, we're also looking for test centers, educational programs to help them to get into the market and to learn the Canadian style welding. It's very similar to what we do in America. There's some slight differences, but for the most part, joining metal is joining metal. So that's where we're at.
Canadian alchemy is not any different than American alchemy?
Absolutely not. No, a piece of metal is a piece of metal.
So you're from Arizona. You're here in Bismarck, North Dakota. You're doing essentially some kind of consulting work for Canadians. Did you ever take a step back and think about that?
You know, the funniest thing is I've been in the industry now 27 years. I'm here to promote welding in general, mm-hmm. not just U.S. or Canadian welding. I've been a part of this community. It's done very well for me. I'm a kid. Well, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm 47, but I'm a kid from Northern California. There wasn't a lot of opportunity for people like me. Welding has given me such an it's taken me all over the world. I've been through China, Korea, the Philippines, Germany. You know, it's given me just all this opportunity. So I'm very passionate about when I talk to, you know, to people about welding and what it can, you know, what we promote and what we can do and where you can go with it. I just had a conversation with a gentleman who came to the booth today. His son is interested in welding. The funniest part was I had to kind of explain to him that in welding, you can be you don't have to be a rocket scientist. But if you are a rocket scientist, you know, it can really take you far in your career. So
here in the Bakken, there's this anecdotal joke or kind of an unspoken, well, it's spoken quite a bit in the bars and in the cafes. Welders, electrician, and pipe fitters are like gods. They're the demigods of the Bakken. What do you make of that comment?
I agree with you, with the North Dakota. It is, you know, they're a, again, I'm from California. 20 years ago, everybody was going to the IT world. Computers, in one sort or another, computers were it. Everybody, that was the career choice that most people took. But what it did was it left a void of workers that were much, you know, everybody needs. When you really look at welding in the grand scheme of the world, 90% of everything is welded. Mm-hmm. So when now you've had 20 years of people not going into an industry trade, it's created, you know, it's created gods.
I'm glad you brought that up because one of the questions I ask people who oversee the welding industry is the trade itself. Hasn't been a lot of welders, electricians going to the tech schools over the past 20 years, like you said. So I wanted to ask you, and it sounds like you validated that anecdotal fact, I guess, that there has been somewhat of a void of people going into these tech-based jobs. Therefore, they're having kind of a renaissance.
Yes. And again, it's just created this need for industrial people. Again, not every kid goes to college, not every kid has that aptitude for just computers. Welding gives people like me it gives them a career path. And if you follow it, you, like I said, you can go very far in welding.
This is great. Which way is the welding heading? Is there kids going to school now for welding jobs, or are we still seeing that glut?
Well, at one statistic that I had heard, this is about 5 years ago, was that we lose close to 40,000 welders every quarter in the industry. And for a long time, there was no replacements for them because it wasn't very appealing. The idea of a kid making, you know, $30 an hour going out there and working on a computer was appealing. But those are pretty much gone. Where the need to have people with industrial backgrounds and the, you know, the blue collar, it's helped out. It's helped out where we need to fill the voids tremendously.
Do you make it up? Have you been up to North Dakota before?
No, this is my first time, and I'm really impressed. I was expecting it to be, I was, again, coming from Arizona, where it was 96 degrees when I left home, coming up here, and it's just this perfect weather. I've gone around to your downtown area, and I was just really surprised at how nice people are. Again, I travel the world. I do international sales. I go to other countries. You know, and you go to certain countries, they're very xenophobic. They're just very unaccommodating. I come here, and everybody is just really nice. Just setting up the show, working with the staff from the facilities, they were really accommodating. And I just kind of see that North Dakota is, it's down to earth.
Last question for you here. This is going to be a tough one for you. Most people, it's easy, but for you, it might be tough being your first time here in Bismarck, North Dakota. A place you recommend to eat? Did you eat anywhere when you got here?
We went to, it was something toasted frog. Toasted Frog, and again, the service was amazing. The woman helped us out. She just really, she took ownership in her job. You can tell that. By the way, I also own part of a restaurant in California, and I know how hard it is to find, you know, staff that are, you know, are warm and accommodating. And I could tell everybody in the staff just, you know, was happy to be there. So I would recommend that. There was also a place across the street, and I kicked myself after. It was called Pierogies. And I always wanted to try pierogies. Again, being from Arizona, not a big part of our cuisine. So maybe I'll go there tonight and try it out.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And thank you, North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ron Pedregon of the Canadian Welding Bureau, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And I'd like to remind you that interview is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oilfield safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com.
I don't need nobody to tell me if my clothes aren't clean. Don't need nobody to tell me if that's real what I just seen.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI. EnergyServices.com.